Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. Tributes are flowing for a 53-year-old mum from Melbourne's East who died from what police believe was a mushroom-based drink. Rachel Dixon went into cardiac arrest on Sunday at the Soul Barn Creative Wellbeing Centre at Clunes after allegedly drinking a hallucinogenic drink. Two other guests also went to hospital. They have since been discharged. The opposition is supporting a decision by the federal government allowing a French national to stay in Australia. Damien Guéraud held a bollard to try to stop a knife-wielding man at Bondi Junction in Westfield on Saturday. Six people were killed and a further 12 injured in the attack by Queensland man Joel Couchy. Religious leaders are calling on their communities to stay calm and united after the stabbing of a bishop in Sydney's southwest was declared terrorism. A 16-year-old boy is under arrest in hospital accused of stabbing a priest and bishop during mass in a religiously motivated act of violence. An Adelaide woman's been charged and bailed, accused of trying to smuggle a dazzling array of drugs and paraphernalia into a prison. The 48-year-old was allegedly found in possession of a homemade taser, an ice pipe, drug scales, 4 grams of suspected ice, prescription medication, $5,500 in cash, and 59 suboxone strips, which is an oral film used to treat opioid addiction. Overseas and Lebanese media says Israeli Defence Force drones have killed a Hezbollah military commander in a vehicle about 15 kilometres from the Israeli border. And the UK Parliament is debating some of the world's strictest anti-smoking measures. The bill would ban anybody turning 15 this year from ever buying cigarettes, creating the first smoke-free generation in centuries. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Collingwood AFL Premiership star Nathan Murphy has been medically retired from the AFL due to ongoing concussion. Surfing great Kelly Slater has been eliminated from the Margaret River Pro in his final event as a full-time competitor. Aussies Ethan Ewing, Jack Robinson, Liam O'Brien and George Pitter are all through to the round of 16. And Rafael Nadal will return to the tennis tour this week at the Barcelona Open. He hasn't played since the Brisbane International in January. In entertainment news, the boyfriend of Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, is set to host the new series Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity on Amazon. The show is a spin-off of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And J.K. Rowling's best-selling kids' book, The Christmas Pig, is going to be made into a movie. The Harry Potter author says the feature is in early development. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.